You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors received an update on last week's winter storm activities. Here are the edited comments.
Good afternoon, Board of Supervisors. Dory Beetz, Office of Emergency Services Coordinator, with an update. As a result of impacts from the recent storm that started last week, your board called an emergency meeting on January 29th to proclaim a local state of emergency in our county. In doing so, you delegated by resolution the authority to order any necessary action to take any directly related and immediate action required by the emergency, and to procure the necessary equipment, services, and supplies for those purposes without giving notice for bids. Over the weekend, county staff and partners worked hard to coordinate response and repair of much-needed power infrastructure. There was quite a bit of snow and a lot of downed power lines. The incredible coordination that has gone on between our offices, Public Works, County Roads, PG&E, and many others has been instrumental in our efforts to protect life and property. I want to especially thank Kim McFarlane and Mike Cognetti and all of the roads crew, the amount of snow plowing that has been done that continues to this day. Our PG&E partners, Michael Gaffney, Chris Harden, Pamela Perdue, Bobby Severson, the amount of work and dedication they have in coordinating to make sure we are restoring the power to the residents in our community. Tuolumne County Sheriff for assisting us in service calls needed. Red Cross, I have just received confirmation there were 6 homes completely destroyed, uninhabitable, in the Sugar Pine Mobile Home RV Park. Red Cross helped over the weekend to place those families and get them assistance. Also to CAL FIRE, Vallecito hand crews, which have teamed up with our roads and tree contractors to remove some of those downed trees in the roadways. CHP also was assisting us, obviously, in staying connected and coordinated in staffing. And then also our partners, faith-based community, Word of Life Fellowship, that opened up their doors to many of those families that needed assistance. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning that started last night and will continue until tomorrow. The snow elevation may be a little bit higher, but they're estimating 45 to 5,000 feet with additional snow. We also possibly will be dealing with potential rains and melting of snow and flooding. Our team will continue coordination calls twice a day with all of those entities and work to address any of the issues. We asked the board to continue the resolution passed last Friday with one change that I presented to you, a whereas that states, due to the severity of the storms and the continued conditions of extreme peril to the safety of persons and property, staff continues to work with local contractors, utility companies, and public works to mitigate and reduce the risk to life and property. With the additional winter storm warning at elevations above 5,000 feet, requiring immediate action to prevent or mitigate the loss of impairment of life, health, property, or essential public services. Happy to answer any questions.
Supervisor Half?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask something. We had high winds on, I believe it was the 18th, Monday into Tuesday, that did quite a bit of damage. And I'm just wondering if we could backtrack or if it's too late to go back to the date of the 18th to cover any other damage, because we had some damage up in the high country with trees coming down and everything during that event as well, and make it a cluster event rather than starting on January 26th. Just a question.
Tracy?
I think what the best way to look at that is let us look at the emergency code and see what it allows you to do, since your board did proclaim on that day. We know that there's greater flexibility for proclaiming after an event. I've never gone and done it before. We actually had to actually start acting. So let's look into it, and we'll see what we can do.
And I do apologize to add this other correction in the resolution. In that first, now therefore be it resolved, at the very end, the imminent threat of disaster as a result of the storms, not of tree mortality. Thank you, Sarah and Eric.
Any other comments, Supervisor?
First of all, Dory, thank you, and Mike Cognetti, Kim, all of our partners. I can't name them all because I've grown up in Miwok, and I've seen big snows. People complain about snow berms. Well, I had one lady from the city chew me out. And I found out she moved up from the Bay Area 3 months ago. I said, well, grab a shovel, welcome to Miwok. But what I have not seen is this amount of damage from trees taking out power lines. I think with the drought and with the stressed trees and the windstorms, it was just a perfect storm for this carnage. And so just thank everybody. I know I have this saying where I don't like to micromanage people or anything, but when it's in your district and when you're getting calls all night and all these things happen, like I have to be involved. I have to know what's going on. I have to give answers. And so I just thank you guys for all working together and for understanding. But so I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the importance of continuing this, because we haven't even begun to really truly assess the damage that has occurred. And I would like to just add, I left off another partner that was huge for those families that were displaced and needing a place, but that was animal control. I made a phone call to Michael, and he was able to get officers up right away to assist those families and their animals. Because oftentimes when you're placed in a hotel through Red Cross, they don't allow you to take your animal with you. And so hats off to those guys and those folks that really assisted us and will always continue to assist us when we need them.
All right, do I have a motion to approve the new resolution?
Yeah, I'll move on staff, or on them. What am I moving on? proclaiming local state of emergency, the revised resolution,
yes,
for the local state of emergency due to the winter storms. Thank you.
Yes. Okay, motion by Supervisor Kirk. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Supervisor Goldenberg. Call for the vote. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Okay. Motion passes 5-0. All right, with that, we'll end the board meeting. Thanks very much. Meeting's adjourned.